I can remember, and maybe you can too, when telling the truth was considered, oh, something of a requirement for adulthood. Cheaters never prospered, that kind of aphorism was taught us little munchkins as early as first grade when my teacher, Mrs. Ross, told us George Washington could never tell a lie, and Abe Lincoln was honest Abe. Integrity, you were told, mattered. Better to take the high ground and lose than to sink to the low and win. Didn't matter who won or lost, it was how you played the game. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? Maybe you got that in Sunday school. Those were the days. This week was another anniversary of September 11th, and of course a few words of remembrance needed to be spoken solemnly by the current President of the United States. Sharpie Gate was a few days earlier, a series of sad cover-ups over what should have been a non-issue made quickly into headlines and threats to agency heads to support a white lie or else. Trump, of course, in his role as braggart-in-chief, trumpeted his own work down on Ground Zero those subsequent days, his team of Trump Tower working in the toxic debris, doing all they could to help the firemen and police digging through the rubble and wreckage. Nobody but an imbecile thinks the fastidious germaphobe Trump was dirtying his Brooks brothers down on the streets. An imbecile or a deplorable, or both, if that isn't redundant. The man is incapable of telling the truth. Bolton was fired, he said the same day. The Russians aren't involved. His tax returns will be released very soon. The sky is green. The election was fixed. Mexico will pay for the border wall. Obama was born somewhere else. China tariffs won't hit U.S. pocketbooks. Windmills cause cancer and vaccines cause autism. He's a multi-billionaire. Even when the truth would make no difference, the man opts for the brag, the exaggeration, the lie, the cover-up. This is our president, a big, fat liar. Maybe these are the times we live in, fake news and bot websites. The truth may be out there somewhere, but we're too lazy or too partisan to be bothered looking for it. Reality is nothing now but a very slippery slope. The ends not only justify the means, they are the means. All those first grade teachers should be tracked down and incarcerated. The world they described is a fantasy now. Someone has to be the scapegoat. Mrs. Ross, if you are still alive, we're coming for you.